Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh, and let me welcome you to our radio broadcast here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and honor for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you for the privilege to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. Father, this we ask and covenant with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, family, we are continuing our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. And please go to verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Faith is the conduit to all our covenant promises established by God. The simplest meaning for faith is acting on the word of God, or acting on what you believe. Amen. The scriptures record in Habakkuk 2:4, it says that the just shall live by his faith. So faith is a way of life for the Christian. Faith is a way of living for the Christian. Amen. Now, our last time together, we established there are different types of prayers that are available for our use. There are the prayer of praise and worship, the prayer of agreement, where two or more agree together, the prayer of binding and loosing, the prayer of intercession, and the prayer of faith or petition prayer. Mark 11:24, where it says, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them, is an example, which is called the prayer of faith. We had begun looking at the prayer of faith or petition prayer, so let us continue from there. And we found that petition prayer is the most common prayer where you are asking God the Father to do something for you, or you are asking God the Father to give you something. Amen? So, please open your Bibles to Mark 11. Mark chapter 11. And let's begin with verse number 24. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Faith is released through our prayer. Faith is released through our prayer. Now, my desire, or our desire, began from the blessings when God bestowed upon his creation mankind, whom he made in his own image. Please go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And we will begin at verse 27 and 28. And it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them." So God had always in his original plan for man and woman to be together. Amen. Verse 28. "Then God blessed them." So God blessed his creation. Our desires came after the blessing was bestowed upon us. And remember, this was way before the fall of man. The blessing for mankind was always in the original plan of God. Again, faith is released through our prayers. Jesus in Mark 11, 24 says, "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." The principle in faith is when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And that's a principle or a law. The principle in faith is when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. This is where a lot of people are missing it. People get hung up on the desires. That is not the issue here. The desires are merely the focus. The issue is how to get that desire manifested in your life. Because it does not make any difference what the desire is. The modus operandi is the same. To get it manifested in your life is going to be the same. Whether it is a house, a car, a computer, food, job, or whatever, the modus operandi will always be the same in every case or the process. Amen? 2 + 2 = 4 if you're buying a house. 2 + 2 = 4 if you're buying dogs. 2 + 2 = 4 if you're buying helicopters. And 2 + 2 = 4 if you're buying shoes. Because that is a principle. And the principles never change. Please go to Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And let's look at something here. Please go to verse number 6. It says, "For I am the Lord, and I do not change." Now, there are principles that never change that God has set that will never change. And one of them is the law of aerodynamics. In other words, if you go up on top of a house and you want to play Superman and you decide to run and jump off and think you're going to fly, well, guess what? You're going to end up with a great thump in the ground, because that is a principle and the law of gravitation that is in operation. Whether you believe it or not, that is a principle that does not change. "For I am the Lord, and I do not change." Now, there are principles that never change, no matter what dispensation you're living under. Amen. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let me say it again. We sometimes get fixated and focused on the desires. That is not the issue. Here is what Jesus said, the King James Version. He says, therefore, I say unto you, whatever things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have them. Then Jesus goes on to say, and ye shall have them. Now understand something here, that receive them is in the present tense, and will have them is in the future tense. The only things that you are going to have are them things that you believe that you receive when you have prayed. If you did not believe you received anything when you prayed, guess what? You are not going to get anything. Here is how you tell when you believe that you have received them. If you prayed and believe you received them, you can never pray the second time for them. Did you get that? I said, if you prayed and believed you received them, you can never pray the second time for them. Now, we're talking about petition prayer here. Because if you pray the second time, you are saying by your praying the second time that you did not believe that you received them the first time you prayed. And that cancels out the prayer. If you believe you received them, the transaction is complete. It's over. If you believe you received it, the transaction is over. Why pray again? Why are you going to bother God when he has a universe to run? Every time you pray for the same thing again and ask God for it, you have canceled out the previous prayer. You are back at square one every time. You're going around and around in circles. Some people go through their whole life on square one, and they never advance any further than that because they do not believe that they receive anything since they are still asking for it. Now watch this and listen carefully. You can only pray once and be in faith. I said, you can only pray once and be in faith. If you believe you received it, the transaction is over. You cannot pray for it again. If you pray the second time, you are saying you do not believe you received it the first time, right? Because if you prayed you received it the first time, there would be no need for you to pray the second, the third, the fourth, or the fifth time. Amen? What the church has been led to believe, and this is an observation, what the church has been led to believe traditionally is that if you keep bugging God long enough, he will finally get tired of you asking and give it to you. It is like some of you with your children and grandchildren. And let me give you an example what I'm speaking about. Little Johnny runs into the house from playing outside and asks, Mommy, may I have some cookies? I'm hungry. And you say, no, honey, if you eat the cookies now, it will spoil your appetite for dinner. So Johnny leaves and go back outside. A few minutes later, he runs back into the house and he says, Mommy, I have some cookies, please. Again, you say, no, honey, I told you, you cannot have any cookies. You're going to have dinner in a few minutes, and I don't want you to spoil your appetite. Well, finally, after he comes back several more times with the same request, in desperation, instead of being the parent that you should be and taking charge over your child, You capitulate and give in to your child. You give your child the cookies and you say, now get out of here and get out of my hair and don't bother me anymore. Many think God is going to do that same thing with you. He is not going to do it. God does not work that way. He is not that type of parent who is intimidated by his children. Once God tells you something, the deal is done. You just give in to your child to get rid of him and to silence him. That is not taking control. That is not being the parent you ought to be. You told your child no, and that is it. Case is closed. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. That is it. Amen. Now notice again, he said, Jesus, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. The only thing you are going to have are what you believe that you receive when you pray. If you did not believe you received anything, you are not going to have anything. You can change your level of faith. Amen. You can change your level of faith. Now go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Beginning with verse number 17. And it says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Now, go back to Mark 11, 24. It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, there are two things that impact your faith. When the you will have them will come to pass. The first is the nature of the thing that you are believing for. The second is the level of your faith at the time you pray. Now, let me repeat that. There are two things that impact when the you will have them will come to pass in that verse. The first is the nature of the thing that you are believing for. And the second is the level of your faith at the time you pray. Now, we just read in Romans 1, 17, it says, for the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So that means your faith can increase or decrease. Amen. It can increase or decrease. The reason I say this is because the Bible clearly showed us that faith, and we just read in Romans, that faith can be at a greater or lesser degree of manifestation at any given point in time. Amen. Let's look at an example. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And let's look at a couple of examples. Let's begin with verse number 15. And it says this. Now, when Jesus has entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him pleading with him, said, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. The word great in this verse is a descriptive term. It describes a degree, a quantity, a condition, or an amount. And we're talking about great faith. Now, let's look at another verse here. You there in Matthew? Go to Matthew chapter 14. That's Matthew chapter 14. And we're going to begin reading from 22 to 31. Now, I'm not going to read every word verbatim in these scriptures, but I'm going to read enough so you can get the contents of what I'm saying or the meaning of the verse. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, where did he go? He went up on the mountain to pray. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went up to them walking on the sea. They were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He did what? He walked on the water to go to Jesus. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" The term "little" would never be confused with the term "great." And the term "great" would never be confused with the term "little." They are descriptive terms, degrees, quantities, amounts, or conditions. Is something as little can never be confused to be great. Something could not be great be so confused to be little. There is a great divide between great and little. That is what I mean by it depends on the level of your faith. If you have been walking by faith for 2 weeks, there is no way your level of faith will be as high as someone who has been consistently walking by faith for 2 years. It will not be the same. Anytime, it will not be the same. If you have a baby that is 6 months old, he will not have the same physical abilities, strength, and agility that a six-year-old child could have. Did you get that? A six-month-old baby could not have the same kind of physical abilities, strength, and agility that a six-year-old child could have. Give the baby that is 6 months old time to grow to 6 years old, and he will probably have the strength of a six-year-old, but he will not have the six-year-old strength when he is 6 months old. Do you get that? If the six-month baby attempted to do physically what the six-year-old could do, he might break his arm or hurt himself and become completely and totally demoralized and discouraged forever and never try again because it did not work. It is the same with some of you with faith. Your faith has to be developed. It is a developed by using it over the years consistently. It is developed by using it over the years consistently. That's why our foundational scripture said God rewards those who diligently, that's consistently, searches after him. So you have to be consistent and you have to be obedient for the things of God. Many of you, and this is not a criticism, but an observation, use your faith as a spare tire. That's right. You never think about faith until one of the other tires go bad. Then you go into the trunk to get the spare, and many times the air is out of it because you have never taken care of it. Amen. But faith is something you should be riding on all the time. So again, the level of your faith and the nature of that which you are believing God for will determine when the and when you have them will come in your lives. Amen? Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time. But please let me thank you for coming and joining us for our radio broadcast. But let me invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us by simply dialing our toll-free conference number at 605-303-4834. Again, that's 605-303-4834. Our access code is 997-020-POUND. Again, that's 997-020-POUND. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.